And joining us, we have Montana State Republican Vice Chair Lola Sheldon Galloway. Good morning, Lola.
Good morning, John and Robin and the Flathead Valley. Thank you for letting me join you this morning.
Oh, glad to have you with us. You know, all anybody's been able to talk about this morning, we talked earlier with Congressman Matt Rosendale, and we've had our correspondents from D.C. on and our reporters, and it's government shutdown. That's all anybody's talking about. Are you hearing anything positive about the outcome of this?
I was on a phone call with Matt Rosendale last night with many of us across the state explaining what's going on back in Washington, D.C. So I didn't catch the first part of your show. I would guess that he filled you in on what I would know. Scare tactic most of the time. I think it's just a scare tactic because, like he said last night, you're still going to get your Social Security check. You know, there's still things like this doesn't stop, but they use those as propaganda along the way.
So, but nonetheless, it just kind of doesn't look to me like there's a way out of this.
Yeah, we get in some deadlocks sometimes back there, don't we?
You've noticed.
That we do. Well,
some of us stay away from that level of politics for that very reason.
I hear it. In any event, talk with us a little bit about where things stand now with the Montana Democrat, or Montana Republican Party.
Well, first of all, I'd like to just touch on, you know, the billion dollars that we sent back and tried to use for one-time uses in across Montana, because coming up within this next week, our listeners need to know that if you want that property tax rebate of $675, that next week will be your final time to be able to apply for that. And that website to go to is getmyrebate.mt.gov. So we don't want people to miss out on that, because we worked really hard as legislators this session to take our surplus and pay off our debts and give as much of that back to our citizens as possible, because it is their money.
You know, I remember when Governor Greg Gianforte was with us here in the studio, and he said, debt-free in 23, and I thought, how is that even possible? Yet, here we are.
Well, you know, I think all of us in our personal budgets do that. When we have a surplus, we'll make an extra payment on our credit cards or whatever it is and get rid of the interest that we're paying along the way. And we were able to do that. And Montana's in a healthy position because of that. And it only made sense for me as a legislator and the Republican Party to support that and, you know, and then give as much back again as we could to our citizens, because they're hurting. You know, this, to me, the Democrat agenda that's come through is really hurting people. I was thinking this morning as I was preparing for this, before COVID, my husband and I went to Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, and the Trump administration had been in for 4 years, and we were seeing car dealerships being built. Never seen that before. It was probably the first time I ever gotten a taxi in Mexico and wondering if I was going to make it from point B, A to point B, because we were in a new car. And I asked the gentleman about it, and he goes, yeah, I qualified for a loan, and you know, economy's good, and I got myself the best car I've ever had. And that influence of America and the direction that we were going under that administration was affecting the country below us, which is a pretty poor country. I've seen some pretty wealthy Mexicans too down there, but you could just see it. You could see it without them even having to say anything, because their economy was boosting. And now that we've moved into, you know, 3 years of this last administration, I'm seeing not our economy going down in our side of the country. And it's pretty scary.
It's interesting that most people seem to be doing pretty well right now, yet they still are complaining about the economy. Do you have any insight into why people are, not seeing the positive sides of the economy?
I think it's being leery because we've jumped from one extreme to the other so much that I think they're just being cautious, so it's coming out maybe in a negative way. And we should be cautious because even talking with our fiscal department of the legislature, they've come through the state recently showing us numbers. The bubbles that we have of financial growth, we don't know if it's a true bubble. It's hard to measure. Is this all the ARPA money that came through?